but because that's the question, because 18 that is, or 6, something like this in the panga,
it
but
is meta.
Uncountable, if we call, for example, cetasika, anger or metta, there are datus, but I never found this datu.
Yeah. What? So it's not tattoo?
In the book, there no. was. It was there because I don't know where.
The book is Buddha teaching? The book?
Yeah, but I mean.
His thought is the teachings.
Yeah, but that's my doubt. How many elements is there? Is but, there
so it depends. It depends on right understanding, not just reading. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you might think that that is not tattoo. But what is tattoo? Whatever is real. Must be a reality or tattoo, or a paramada dhamma or dhamma. Is citta dhamma?
Yes, it is.
Is it tattoo?
But what's tattoo?
Because you see that if you think that there are 18 group or 18 tattoo, okay, beginning with mano, you may doubt. So is citta tattoo, because there's no citta tattoo. There is only chakku vinyana tattoo, sota vinyana tattoo, no citta tattoo. So you might think that citta is not tattoo, right?
Because
or you think that citta is tattoo?
I don't know, but the Buddha explained very particularly, so I think like that's my doubt, because Yuajan always says, when I was listening to you, like each reality is a tattoo. But I never found, because it was very helpful, because you explained, oh, just element, it sees, it hears, or this is just the anger, it's element, it's not yours. But in the Tipitaka and commentaries I read, I always had doubts, because I never found, like, everything is datu. It was like two datu, nama datu, rupa datu, or 18, like, numbers given. I don't know, maybe I don't know the text, but maybe there is somewhere. But I had doubts, because if the Buddha teaches about the 18 datus, so that was like this datu, that, and then...
So you know nama tattu, rupa tattu,
yes,
and 18 tattu,
mm-hmm,
and what else tattu?
And six tattus.
Six tattu.
Means from Vipanga.
Sutta, yeah. So the rest are not tattu. All datus are there.
Yeah, but I would like that everything that appears or we experience would be datu, just an element, no self.
Even that which you don't experience.
But I don't, it's like I doubt and, you know.
Because of not understanding what is meant by that.
Mm-hmm.
You can read the book, you can know the number, but the reality is there.
When you read the book and the number, it's just a classification.
Yeah, but...
They're rising and falling all the time.
Yeah, I know, but the classification has its purpose. We read Dhamma, so even that... Because in the Tera text, they also explained there is particular number, as I remember. So that was... By the number was one of way of the classification.
Just for memory or what?
No, for understanding.
For understanding?
Yeah.
So... Does Buddha left anything out of tattoo?
No, so everything is element.
So nothing else is left at all.
Mm.
They are all in 18 tattoos. Not just
then,
1, 2, 3, 4.
That sounds good, because... yeah, that sounds good, really. Because then no worries or anything, just elements. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard to believe that.
Because one has to understand what is there. For example, what are the first three tattoos?
The eye element and mm-hmm. the visible object element and the eye consciousness element.
No doubt, because they are different, right? Because the visible object cannot be other element, and the eye element cannot be other element. And the chakku vinyana is only that which can see, while the other element can experience other elements too, but only seeing consciousness can experience visible object. That's why it's one of three, the first three, concerning seeing at this moment, right? Three tattoos now, now, see, to understand that the eye cannot see, but it's attached to, and the visible reality cannot experience anything, but it's attached to, and that which sees can see only, so it's a kind of tattoo. No doubt about these three, right? And the next three, and the next three, and the next three, five there was 15 already. And for the last one, mano tattoo. See, why just not the particular name, like panchadvara vachana, sampatichana, are mano tattoo.
Okay.
Because there must be reason why, so that one can know better about it. That is why it's not chakku vijnana tattoo, panchatarava vachana tattoo, or sampatichana tattoo. Because these three cetasika arise at the heart base, and they can experience five objects only. They are not like other three or other vijnana tattoo.
Okay.
So now 15 and 1 mano tattoo, which includes three kinds of citta. Panchatvara vachana, one, and two sampatichana. Only three cittas are mano tattoo. No matter where, in sutta, in Abhidhamma, or any place, when one comes across the mano tattoo, it means panchatvara vachana citta and the two sampatichana citta as mano tattoo. Because they arise at the heart base, and they can experience five objects. While chakku vijnana is not that, so chakku vijnana cannot be included in mano tattoo. Because chakku vijnana arises at chakku, and it can experience only one object. And the sota vijnana arises at the sota prasada, the ear base, and it can experience only sound. So they cannot be included in mano tattoo. But whatever can experience five objects and arise at heart base is mano tattoo. To differentiate all the mano tattoo or the citta tattoo by different name or tamat, what you want to call citta as tattoo, and use different name to see that they are different. No matter in heaven or hell, how many cittas are mano tattoo?
Three.
Yeah, no, the three, but the sampatichana, yes, and the panchadvara vajana.
Panchadvara vajana.
But why not the mind or adverting consciousness, the mano dvara vajana citta?
Because she just explained that these are the only three that arise at heart base and experience sense object. But the mind,
okay,
or manodvara vajana citta, it doesn't experience the sense,
mm-hmm,
objects.
Okay. And why they are not mano tattoo?
Because they are different from chakku vijnana tattoo, sota vijnana tattoo, the other five.
They're differentiated because the seeing consciousness, the hearing consciousness arise at eye base, ear base, but these are the three that arise at heart base, but experience sense objects. So it's just to different, just a way of differentiating them.
Yeah,
differentiating.
Do you want to move the javanachitta?
The javanachitta, the sense door process, they also come in.
Just let the listeners be wise and consider more and more to see the anatta-ness of all dharmas, the way they are.
What about thinking?
Not yet. How many tattoos now?
It's 16.
16. So what is left?
Two.
So the all other jitas, thinking and so forth, are mano vijnana tattoo, because they can experience six doorways.
Okay.
they can experience only the object of mind though. Like the jhana citta, rupa vajra citta cannot experience the other five objects, but it can experience the object through mind though. So the mano vijnana tattu can experience the object which can be experienced through mind though only.
So it can experience sense door objects.
The mind door cannot, it's mind door or the mano vijnana tattu, because it can experience that which cannot be experienced through other doorway.
Okay.
Like citta can be experienced only through mind door, through mind door.
Right. Nibbana.
Pardon?
Nibbana.
Right. Nibbana can experience only through mind door. So citta, which experienced Nibbana, is mano vijnana tattu, not chakku vijnana tattu, sota vijnana tattu, or mano tattu. See? So many cittas, and one citta which has arisen and fallen away, never come back, so always new one. And what is left?
This 18th element.
Already?
Yeah. Oh no, it's 17. Mano vijnana tattu.
It's this, what, 7 and 17.
Mano vijnana tattu that can experience like through the mind.
What is left? Door. What tattu is left?
The 18th tattu. It's...
What? One more.
It's object.
The one that you translated before as mind object. What realities are left? Like citta seekers?
So it's included there.
So what is left?
The mind objects, but I don't know how to tell
that's it. That's just a translation. But what realities are left? What realities haven't been classified?
Citta seekers?
And
no. What? Okay, anything is right, but not perfect, not
else,
complete.
What else hasn't been included?
Rupa.
What kind of rupa?
Not complete, right, but not complete.
Yeah, what kind just of, this.
What kind because of you see that all are Dhamma, all realities are Dhamma, mm-hmm. All realities are tattu. As it is real,
Nibbana.
It has to be tattu. Mm-hmm. So there are 17. All cittas, right, and rupa, the object and the base, all the rest, all...
Citta also.
All the rest is... Citta is 7.
Yeah.
By way of vijnana tattu, there are 7. 5, chakku vijnana tattu, sota vijnana tattu, kana vijnana tattu, Chiuha vijnana tattu, kaya vijnana tattu 5, and mano tattu 6, mm-hmm. And mano vijnana tattu 7. So when we talk about the vijnana tattu, there are 7 vijnana tattu. So when we talk about by way of 18 tattu, what is left now?
Nibbana? No, vijnana tattus.
yeah.
All vijnana. Are but, different.
Yes, yeah, so tattoo. What's left?
What's left? All which is left is Dhamma tattoo. They are tattoo, but we have to mention Lopa tattoo, Tosa tattoo because they are Dhamma tattoo, and mm-hmm. The other we don't have to call tattoo, they are all Dhamma tattoo.
Okay.
In reality, all of them are Dhamma tattoo, but the difference of the Dhamma, that which can experience and that which cannot experience, that which can be experienced through 5 doors and that which can experience only through mind door, are the difference of them. So that's why Buddha taught by way of 18 tattoos, while all are tattoos.
That was, I never understand it. Even I posed so many questions on DSG. Never got the explanation for this, and It's still, I just put it aside a bit because it's.
That's
like,
why we have to understand the.
Did you mention it was you were talking about doubting?
Yeah, I mean these 18 elements because I would get confused because I thought it's like Dvara, like in the sutta there was Dvara, like there is a mind door and the five sense doors when the Buddha mentioned in this. Yeah, but we talk about the elements.
I don't remember you asking about doubt.
No, I'm talking about how I feel about this, so.
But now everything is clear. All adhammas, all atatus, it depends on the way he taught. He taught in different, various ways. About five, above even that five, but then four among five, something like that. What is left and something like that. He can say anything for anyone to follow and consider and understand by the way he taught. For example, the Kamuppathan, Thittuppathan, Silapattuppathan, Attavathuppathan, four Uppathan. But for Asava, it's different. Kamasava, Pavasava, Thittasava, Avichasava. See, they are all akusla. But he can tell the difference by way of their differences.
It's so nice that there is no self.
Right, just for that.
So nice.
And that's why, because someone might say, oh, well, this is Dhatu. Seeing is Dhatu and hearing is Dhatu. Oh, but when I think it's self, so then he explains, oh, this is also Dhatu. This is...
wrong view is Dhatu.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong view is what kind of Dhatu?
Oh, I know this.
That is just remembering the word, but not the understanding. But when there is the understanding, it remembers. Mm-hmm. For example now, what Dhatu is Michatiti.
Dhamma Dhatu.
Everything Dhamma Dhatu.
Everything, because everything can be object of experience.
Everything is Dhatu by itself, in itself. It is Dhatu, no matter who knows or experiences it or not.
It doesn't mean, just like that translation, mental object, it doesn't need to be object of experience. For example, if ditti arises now, or lobha or dosa, it is Dhamma Dhatu, it's experiencing, mm-hmm. It's not the object of experience.
Yeah, okay.
So whenever it arises, it is
Dhamma Dhatu. Dhamma Dhatu.
Yeah, so object, mental object is not a good translation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, what Dhatu is feeling?
A feeling is Dhamma Dhatu.
Right, no doubt anymore.
People translate it as mental object because they don't understand Dhatu. They say, oh, there is eye sense, seeing, visible object. Visible object is the object of seeing. So then they say, okay, there is... citta, which experiences through the mind, or so when it comes to Dhamma Dhatu, it must be the object, but it's not understanding what Dhatu is, element is.
Mm-hmm.
So Dhamma Dhatu isn't mental object, it just refers to all the citta seekers, the subtle rupas, nirvana, all the Dhatus that are not included in the other Dhatus.
All Dhamma Dhatus are external Dhammas. While Manu Dhatu and Manu Vijnana Dhatu are citta, so they are adaya. Dhamma Dhatu is not adaya.
What is adaya?
Manu Dhatu, Manu Vijnana Dhatu.
You would like to call it Hataya Dhatu or what?
It's citta. They are citta.
Because when we talk about Dhatu, like Vijnana Dhatu, means only citta, because cetasika is not vijnana. So there are 7 vijnana dhatu and 18 dhatu with all other nama and rupa. Nibbana is what dhatu? Nibbana?
Nibbana is nama dhatu.
Nibbana is what Tathu?
Dhamma.
Dhamma Tathu. And if one reads more and more, one will come across the term Kesa, which is hair, Tathu. No doubt. No doubt.
Like the body
when,
parts.
When one understands Tathu, no matter it's a lab nails Tathu or Kesa Tathu, there must be Tathu in there, depending on what he called Tathu.
All
realities,
hair,
yeah. But those who cannot understand think there is another Tathu.
Yeah, that's when I was in Buddhist monastery, the monks just used to. I was there with Luraya, and we went there for like 10 day retreats, and we got like a monk there. And we totally agree on one thing, because the monks, when they talk about the elements, they totally omit all the elements, and they just talk to consider the anattaness of the elements only for the body. And when the monks got the questions from Luraya, but can you tell about the anattaness of the mind and everything, the monks ignored it and talk about the only these 32 elements of the body to consider. So.
So that's why it's important to understand that Dhatus include all realities, otherwise one's always looking for a self. So one says, okay, the body, Dhatus of the body, a Dhatu, but then there is some other self that experiences.
And Ajahn, this kind of reflection about the Dhatus and everything and different classification, citta, citta, sika, like slowly in daily life, when we listen to Dhamma here and like consider like pariyati, the knowing, the meaning or something, like little by little, you know? I don't say like understanding or anything, but just I mean a little, like a while sometimes. So is it the way, like gradual way, like pariyati, does it mean that? So that it will bring the patipati later, like? I just mean, what is the way of development of the path?
There, a Buddha's?
Buddha path.
Okay.
No, it's,
what is meant by Buddha?
That who knows. That who
knows.
Sees. Yeah.
So he
no,
taught people to know.
Yes.
Not to not know anything. Mm. So it depends on whether what you heard can be the truth that you can prove and develop, or you cannot understand that at all. So how can there be no knowledge, understanding? For example, Tathu. If you don't
Tamadhatu, understanding.
Tamadhatu? Not other Tathu?
No, Dhamma Dhatu.
You understand Dhamma Dhatu?
No. But I mean, what is understanding Dhamma Dhatu, isn't it?
Okay, stir.
So it's not you?
Yeah, that's what I mean, the Dhatu.
Good. But what is seen?
Visible object.
Really?
What is seen?
Okay, whisper object. And what is that which is seen?
Some visible object.
Always or something after seeing?
Yeah, but I've got this object condition. And if I can read, because I don't understand it. This is the from Patana, and this is the object condition, the second Aramana Pachaya, and this is like eight of the different instances. So first is, visible object base is related to eye consciousness element and its associated states by object condition. Sound base is related to ear consciousness element and its associated states by object condition. Other base is related to nose consciousness element and its associated states by object condition. Taste base is related to tongue consciousness element and its associated state by object condition. Tangible object base is related to body consciousness element and its associated states by object condition. This is the five. And so it means like the visible object conditions the citta and cetasikas this experience by way of aramana pachaya. But there are other three instances that they are not clear anymore. It's like the sixth one. Visible object base, sound base, odor base, taste base, tangible object base is related to mind element and its associated states by object condition.
So forget that and think, what is object? No. What one gets from reading is the understanding and considering until there is the understanding of what is read. So you have read that and have considered that already. So what is object? What is the object? Condition. What is the object condition?
Object condition, the yeah. Object condition.
You read object condition? Okay, now let's come to one word, one by one.
What is
aramana? Yes, the Pali term. And when it's English and Thai, what is it?
English is object.
Or that which is experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Is visible object now the object of seeing?
And it conditions seeing.
But first point, is visible object the object of seeing, just that?
Yes.
Right, finish.
Does it want citta to see it?
It conditions citta to see it.
Yes, without it, seeing cannot arise. That's why it is a condition for the arising of citta by way of only being object of it, of that moment. That's all. That is the meaning of all object conditions. Only that.
There is eight instances.
Pardon?
There is eight instances of that object. So those five are clear, like...
Anything, because whatever citta experiences is the object. So when it's object, it's the object condition for the arising of such reality, such citta only.
So now there is thinking about those words, thinking about the concepts, concept about the words. So it's the concept, the object of thinking, object of thinking.
Excuse me.
Now there is thinking about thinking about the words, thinking about the concept of the words.
Yeah, but
so is the concept the object of thinking?
Yeah, it can be.
Right. So does thinking have to have an object?
That's why concept can be condition, aramana condition only.
Object condition.
Object condition. Okay. At moment of thinking. So, even concept can be condition, only condition, object condition.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to clear these 8 points of object condition, because
at any moment citta experiences what object, that object is object condition for that citta.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot have other object to be conditioned at all. What it experiences, that object is object condition for that particular citta. Because without that, that citta cannot arise. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter you see object condition anywhere, it has only this meaning.
And this is the only way that concept can be said to be a condition only just by being the object, by being experienced.